Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Strang Report. You know, this is such a wonderful time of the year. I wanted to focus on Christmas, and what better way than to focus on the true meaning of Christmas, which is the Incarnation. Stay tuned, because I have a very interesting guest, an archbishop. Now, when's the last time you heard from an archbishop? So stay tuned after this message from our advertising sponsor, and we're going to find out how to understand what the Incarnation means at Christmas time.
This podcast is brought to you by Cora Jake's new book, Faithing It, published by Destiny Image. Cora Jakes Coleman is a daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes and First Lady Sarita Jakes, and they share an inspirational story of spiritual growth in her forthcoming book, Faithing It, The Faith Fight to Your Purpose. It's not just about pretending away your problems, it's about facing circumstances with confidence when you see those problems measured next to the chain-breaking, miracle-working power of God. Your storms may seem really big to you today, but God is bigger. Your season may feel dark, but God's light is shining through. Your circumstance may appear hopeless, but nothing is impossible for God. Cora Jakes Coleman will teach you how to take the very storms that try to destroy you and turn them into pathways to your divine purpose. Faithing It comes out November 17th. It's available everywhere books are sold and published by Destiny Image. Would you please support this podcast by buying this book? And thank you, Destiny Image.
Welcome back to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang, and I am very honored to have as my guest today Archbishop Russell McClanahan from Tallahassee, Florida, who is a bishop in the Communion of Evangelical Episcopal Churches and oversees an amazing 5,000, not members, but 5,000 churches. So welcome to you, sir, and thank you for being on with me. And I'm just fascinated by the Communion of Evangelical Episcopal Churches, because I come from a religious tradition that's more from the, you know, the revival segment of the church, and we don't do liturgy. What would be a liturgy in our church? Maybe taking up the offering or something, I don't know. Communion once a month. But you understand that, you come from that. So let me say welcome to you, first of all, and explain to us a little bit about the liturgical perspective on the Christian faith and how that relates to Christmas.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great privilege to be with you. My background originally was very similar to yours, and so the whole liturgical aspect has been a growing thing for me as well. In the liturgical world, really the new year begins with Advent. It starts right around the end of November, 1st of December. And it's about the coming of the Lord Jesus. And it culminates then at the time of Christmas, Christmas Day. Now, it's very well known that we actually don't know the actual date of Jesus' birth. That wasn't determined to probably for about 300-400 years, that there was a monk by the name of Dionysius that tried to set the date. He probably was way off. But he tried to set a time so that the church could celebrate the most glorious event in all of human history.
Well, I've been to Israel several times.
Yes.
Including the Feast of Tabernacles, mm-hmm. which is more in the fall time frame, maybe September, early October. And there are believers in Israel who believe very strongly that that's when Christmas was, based on some of the things that were going on, and they have a way of figuring it out. And I can remember, at Feast of Tabernacles, they were actually singing Christmas carols, I guess, to try to push the point. But the fact is, we don't know. And actually, the celebration of Christmas is really out of the Roman Catholic tradition, of course, mm-hmm. which was the church back in that era. And it actually comes from Christ's Mass, which I am always surprised that people don't know that. But it was a Mass for Christ that became Christmas. And part of it was to draw the pagans into the church, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Because they had pagan holidays right around solstice right around the, you know, the beginning of winter.
And I think that's the way that this whole time was set aside. Part of what the church has done through history is not only did individuals get converted, but also there were holidays that were converted. And that period of time during the week of December 17th through the 25th in the Romans was one of the most lustful holidays that they had. It culminated initially with a sacrifice that they made, a human sacrifice, to try to appease the gods for the next year. And so Christians endeavored to convert that, saying the one that came made the greatest sacrifice, and they celebrated his birth at that time. It's interesting, as you look through all of the New Testament, there is no date given. And so the Israeli believers that you met probably are pretty close to right. The main focus you find through the New Testament instead was not the date, but what was the meaning behind what happened as the greatest event in all of human history.
And, of course, that's what we as Christians commemorate.
Yes.
At Christmas, the story that's told twice in the New Testament.
Right.
Both with the shepherds in Bethlehem and later and also with the Magi. And, you know, in our culture, it's almost like our culture is reverting back to paganism in a way to celebrate the winter holiday at the beginning of winter, and they take Christmas out of it.
Yes.
I mean, when I can remember as a child, people in the church were just horrified that non-Christians would play up Santa Claus, you know, rather than the Christ child. Of course, Santa Claus, you would know since you're so well-versed in all this, was, you know, a saint, St. Nicholas, and so on and so forth. So it kind of came out of a Christian tradition. But nowadays, people say happy holidays and almost won't even utter the word Christmas.
That's right. And it's very interesting, even as you read through the New Testament, to show you the emphasis that was given upon the event more than the day. As you read through all of Paul's writings, Paul never, ever mentions a date, but he frequently talks about the event and what it meant. In Colossians 2:9, he says, "For in Christ all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily." Or like the Apostle John, when he was writing, like in the John's Gospel, where he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." I always love Philip's translation. He said, "In the beginning, God expressed himself." That expression was with God and was God. And it, the very thought, the very intent, the very purpose of God was fleshed out bodily in the person of Jesus.
That's right. And, you know, that makes me remember something that a lot of our listeners may have watched, like I did. It was called The Voice, just a couple of days ago. And the young man that won it is actually a Christian, a student at Lee University. His name is Jordan Smith. And the song that they had him sing the last night was "Mary, Did You Know?" And it's, "Mary, did you know that this little baby is God?" And I love the line where it says, "When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God." Isn't that a beautiful, poetic way to,
yes,
to describe the incarnation, that God became man? So talk to us about it, that, and help me and help our listeners understand exactly what the incarnation means.
Well, I think just as you were saying, and as Paul was writing, it's that somehow, now there's an element of mystery with this, but somehow, in Christ, the fullness of God was revealed in this person, that God fleshed himself out. There's a passage in 1 John. This is where he opens. He says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim to you concerning the word of life. That life appeared. We have seen it, we testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy full. So as John's writing this, he's saying the very what life is, the very eternal life, was fleshed out in the man Jesus. And we touched him, we felt him, we saw him, and he was with us. And that's the wonder of what Christmas is about.
And I think the wonderful thing about Christmas is that as a culture, we do stop and
yes.
we do think about it. And even with all the secularism, you know, when it comes around to Christmas and Christmas Eve, what do they have on TV? They have the Mass at the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
They have Christmas carols. People actually say Merry Christmas. You know, I mean, you can't avoid it. Everything stops for Christmas. And because of that, everyone knows that the Christ did become man in the form of a baby. So I think it's important that we reflect on that, and we think about it, and we ask God to help us to understand it in a new, fresh way. And Archbishop McClanahan, I thank you for being here and for helping us understand. I don't very often get to interview an archbishop, so this has been a real privilege for me. And thank you for your insight, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be with you.
This podcast is brought to you by the publishers of this new book by Cora Jakes called Faithing It, published by Destiny Image. Go find it right now at your bookstore. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.